May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. One might think, with the Old Testament lesson from Sirach, that the perfect lob has been offered to the rector. Give to the Most High as He has given to you, and give as generously as you can afford. Boom. Now it's just up to me to slam it home. Sorry, that's not going to work this week. But don't forget it. In this morning's collect, we hear these words, Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise. Make us to love what you command. Make us to love, God, what you command, so that we can receive from you more fully. What is it God commands of his faithful followers? What is it God commands of us? We hear these words in the summary of the law, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. What is it God commands of us? To love. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love is living out our relationship with God Himself. Love is acknowledging the love that God has for us through the gift of His Son. God calls us. God calls us to be a people of love for each other, for the community in which we find ourselves, to love God, to love our neighbors, and to love ourselves. As two people went to the temple to pray, one took pride in saying, God, I thank you that I'm not like everybody else. I'm somehow better. And the other one said, God, I don't even know why I'm here. I don't deserve any of this. But what the one who said that heard in response was the word of God's love. God's word of love, when he speaks to the one that the rest of the world would shun, when the person finds that it seems no one else loves them, that there is no care, that there is no concern, and sadly, there is no hope. The Word of God made flesh, Jesus, is there. You and I are called to be the fulfillment of that law, to make that commandment come to life in our lives, that commandment to love, to actively seek out those people that need to hear it, and not simply hear it, but to experience it. To feel God's loving arms wrapped around them as we speak a kind word, as we go out of our way to make someone feel welcomed or valued. It is God's word of love that fills our life. And as our lives are filled with the love of God, it can't help but overflow into the lives of others. The collect asks us to be able to do what God's called us to do by following his commandment. It's not that whole list of 10 things we ought to do and not do. But it's one very important thing. Wherever, however, whenever, we need to share the love that is in us. Because that love is the love of Jesus himself. Thank God we've been blessed. Thank God that love has been shared with us. And thanks be to God, now we have the opportunity and the calling to go forth into the world, sharing the love of God with every person we meet. Amen.